So the latest off script comes from the away dugout at Stamford Bridge. And since we've got you here, James, as your mum calls you.
James Lee Duncan Carragher.
What was it like, an away game? The little bits we don't see. When did you travel down? Who did you sit next to? Little bits like that. Give us an insight.
Well, I mean, you'd always come down the day before a game like this. The local ones, like Everton and the Manchester clubs, you'd go on the day of the game. But somewhere like this, you don't normally stay in the same sort of hotel. Very fancy Chelsea, isn't it, as well? So you wouldn't mind an away day at Chelsea, lovely hotel, that type of thing. But, yeah, it didn't change. I mean, when I first got on the team, it was a coach 4 or 5 hours down.
Bit of cards?
Yeah. That got stopped with Julia. He didn't like money getting handed over on different tables and someone being a few quid down going into a game, and rightly so. But a bit of cheating from David Thompson. Me and him had a little thing on the go. Yeah. He'd be looking at someone else's cards. If he'd gone out, he'd just give him a little, just check what he's got, if I need to go in again. You know, has he got a flush, he's got a run. You know,
I've got this horrible stereotype of a couple of scouts are cleaning out the foreign players.
Yeah. And just be fingers would be on the table. You know, one finger, he's just gone with an ace high. Then the two fingers, he's got a pair. And I just go up and he just put us on. It's just okay, but I just whether I go or not. You know what I mean? It's important when you're not on big wages when you're a young lad. So bit of cards on the way down. Playing, obviously coming under Rafa Benitez, and probably the exact same now. Towards the end, it was the train, which is my preferred way of travelling.
They book out a carriage, don't they, or a couple of carriages, just for, so you've not got just people around.
Oh, no, just oh, can you imagine that? Oh, God.
But that's my first thought, that could be carnage. But.
Yeah, it could be. And so you do the train, and then obviously hotel, get up, do your normal bits and bobs, and then get to the game.
So were there players that went out for away games, having been cleaned out by you and Thompson, who just looked a little bit off it?
Yeah, sometimes. You know that pause, that first pass you want to get off and something else is on your mind. You don't quite get that first pass off and we're laughing to ourselves thinking we've took a couple of quid off him, maybe a little bit more. But listen, there was Steve Harkness was there as well. He was up to... basically, everyone was trying to have the kecks off everyone. Basically, it was just who's done it the best. So you had to be, you know, adapt or die.
Yeah, and they did.
Yes, financially.
So did it change as well? I don't know, like rooms. You used to share maybe your own room towards the end of your career?
No, I mean, I was always with Michael Owen the first 4 or 5 years, then he left to Madrid, then it was Stevie Gerrard.
Left, you mean?
Left, yeah. And then I was Stevie Gerrard, and it never changed, really. I mean, a lot of people used to like having their own rooms. I never got that. I used to like being with someone, and I always think it was better to, you should be with someone. But as I said,
why? If you're on your own, you can almost focus too much.
I think interacting with the teammates or talking about the game, you know, stuff like that. Just everyone going back to their own room after dinner, I don't think's right. Really, but listen, some people prefer for games differently. But so I'm predominantly with those same people. I don't think it ever changed roommates. It only changed on pre-season tours where a new signing's come in, or maybe.
What about if you get stuck with a guy and you're like, oh no, I can't do a season with this guy?
No. That, what I'm saying is, rooms is almost sorted by the players themselves in some ways, and that someone you're close to. Rafa Benitez used to do, it was funny when he first come in, he'd put you in a room to start with say if I was playing centre back, he'd put me with Sammy Ipia, because we were the centre, as if like we're going to talk about the striker we're playing against that. You know, the next day, or he'd put like the two strikers or the fullback and the winger together. But everyone knew the team. You could work out the team from the room. So early, it was just like everyone knew they were playing or not. So that went out the window.
So the subs rooms were a bit depressing.
Well, I was never in it. But so that was a little bit interesting with the rooms. But more often than not, most players go with the same person.
I wanted to do toughest opponent with you since we're here at the home of Didier Drogba. A lot of people remember that outrageous.
You've answered your own question.
Go on. Didier Drogba.
No, it's my question. You answered it before I answered it.
Did I?
You said Didier Drogba.
Yeah. Anyway.
Go on.
Let's not die. Didier Drogba, toughest opponent?
Thierry Henry was the toughest. Drogba, yes, because...
You had a lot of good games against him, didn't you? A lot of clean sheets.
Yeah. To make sure you mention that. People seem to forget this. I think Drogba's got about 3 goals in about 30 games against Liverpool,
it's that one goal that gets remembered here.
Oh, this unbelievable goal. And sometimes as in a defender against some of the top players, as we had at that time, you're thinking of Henri, Shearer, Drogba, Rooney, Van Persie. Sometimes as a defender, there's not a lot you can do in certain situations because they're that good. And that goal Drogba scored there with the chest and volley, there's not a lot you can do. But the thing with Drogba was because we played against him so much, it was almost like... When I train against Torres or Suarez, I don't play against them in the game, but I train against them every day. So if I ever come up against them, you sort of know the game. But it got like that with Drogba because you played against him so much. You probably played probably six times a year against him. And every game...
So you start to read him.
Yeah, but probably the same with me, you know, my weak points as well. So, but those games against Chelsea, Mourinho was the manager joining us today, and every game was 0-0 or 1-0. So you knew as a defender, if you made a mistake, it was over. Or, you know, that was the game, because John Terry at the back, they weren't going to concede too much. If we got the first goal, we weren't going to concede too much. So every game was on a knife edge.
Was there an opponent who, for example, if Drogba scores the winner against you, you're gutted, but people cut you a bit of slack, it's Drogba, it's Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
Were there opponents who you were expected to dominate?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh no, because he's tougher than people think?
Definitely. I always thought about Kevin Davis, Bobby Zamora, Carlton Cole. Now, these aren't great strikers, no disrespect, but because people go, you shouldn't give them a kick.
But
I'm a bit like, well, every one of them is 4 inches taller than me. Every one of them is quicker than me, and everyone's stronger than me. So it's not as easy as you think, really. So listen, more often than not, you would get the better of them because you're playing in a better team, so they wouldn't have as many opportunities going for. But you're right, I think... when you're playing against a top player, it's accepted that it'd be a bit of give and take. Sometimes they'll do well, sometimes you'll do well, and people say, oh, that's a great battle. But it's not accepted when you're playing West Ham or Bolton, you know, those players who those teams play for. So it was a different type of pressure.
Last one then. When you're a pundit, day like today, I know your commentary today, but Roy Keane, Mourinho, Graham Sears, what is it actually like? Because there have been times we've seen you and you get a little bit frustrated. What is it really like?
What do you mean I get frustrated with what?
Well, if you're trying to get your point across, you might disagree with someone.
Yeah.
So we see what we see on the telly, but what is it really like behind the scenes in a TV studio?
Really good. Three top men in football. Breakfast this morning with Roy Keane.
Yeah.
For a good hour, me and Gary Neville.
Good chat.
Yeah, some funny stories. Hopefully they'll come out later on. When I joined the studio. But no, I mean, listen, the best thing about that studio is that it means Gary Neville's been sent to West Ham. So he's been dropped.
Relegated.
Yeah, yeah. He actually said on Sky Sports, on my Twitter I saw today, that studio is for Premier League winners and Jamie Carragher.
So this is your chance to retort?
That studio was also full of managers who've actually won a game.
That's a great way to finish, isn't it? Bye, Gary.
Bye.